Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talkin' Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. It's one of the best days on the sports calendar in Northern Arizona, as Friday is the annual rivalry football game between the Prescott Badgers and the Bradshaw Mountain Bears. This week's show breaks it all down. Both teams are well rested, as each are coming off their bye weeks. Both are also coming in following a win, a 53-20 victory against Flagstaff on October 6th for Prescott, and a 34-7 win for Bradshaw against Mingus on that same day. The Badgers enter the rivalry game amidst a roller coaster season at 3-4 overall and 1-1 in the region, as they sit in fourth place. It's been a year of growth for the young team that is trying to make the playoffs for the third consecutive year. The Badgers feature a more balanced attack than in years past, as they have 1,311 passing yards and 1,505 rushing yards on the season. The rushing attack is led by juniors Uriah Tenet and Adam Lloyd. Tenet has 576 yards and 8 touchdowns, while Lloyd has 410 yards and 3 touchdowns. Senior Jackson Rice takes the majority of snaps at quarterback with 1,059 passing yards and 10 touchdowns. He's on pace to surpass his last season total of 1,458 yards passing. He can also take off and run, as he's third on the team in rushing with 202 yards and also has 3 touchdowns on the ground. The top two receivers for the Badgers are junior Johan Gunderman, who is nearing 500 receiving yards on the season and leads the team with 6 touchdowns, while Tenet is second with 334 yards on 28 receptions and 4 touchdowns. Senior Isaac Buffley also has brought in 3 receiving touchdowns this year. The key to the Badgers' success in this game is keeping the Bears' offense quiet. Prescott High School's defense allowed at least 40 points in 3 of their 4 losses on the season, all 3 of which came during a rough 3-game stretch at the beginning of the season. The Badgers enter the locker room at halftime down by at least 2 touchdowns in each of those games as well. As for the Bradshaw Mountain Bears, the game marks a big step in their goal to repeat as region champions for the third consecutive season. Bradshaw Mountain is 5-2 overall and 1-1 in the region, sitting in third place behind Coconino and Lee Williams. The Bears suffered a loss to Coconino to open up region play while they end the regular season against Lee Williams on November 3rd. The Bears have been rolling, winning 4 of their last 5 games, with each win coming by at least 2 scores. Bradshaw Mountain's offense is operated through the running game, as the Bears have 1,719 rushing yards on the season compared to just 470 passing yards. At the top of the rushing attack is senior Gabriel Ricketts, who has 528 yards and 7 touchdowns. Fellow senior Jordan Kelly is second with 335 yards and 4 touchdowns, while juniors Braden Monday and Caleb Deckins have 293 and 236 yards, respectively. Deckins has 4 touchdowns, and Monday has 3. Senior Bruce Normandin sees the primary time at quarterback, having completed 24 of 44 passes this season for 404 yards and 4 touchdowns. Joining the show to continue previewing Bradshaw versus Prescott is the voice of the Bradshaw Mountain Bears on KKLD The Cloud, Matt Showalter. Matt, how are you?
Doing great. Always glad to join you, Torrance.
Hey, thanks for joining the show. So, first question is, what are your thoughts on Bradshaw Mountain's season so far?
Well, they're 5 wins and 2 losses and 1-1 in the Grand Canyon region. It's beat teams big or lose large. Now, injuries have been a problem all season along the offensive line. That's affected Bradshaw. Only 2 starters, left guard Jude Tinoco, right guard Cameron Glancy, have played all season long, but they are getting some players back. Now, the tough schedule out of region, where Bradshaw ended up 4-1, is turning out a blessing for the Bears on power points. They're number 12 in the 4A state. No longer is the region champ automatic bid. Now, this will be huge for Bradshaw. They could lose 1 of the last 3 games, probably still make the playoffs, but the Bears want to sew it up with winning out against Prescott, Flagstaff, and Lee Williams. And if they do win out, it'll be their 3rd year in a row for region championship. The last team for the Bears to do that was in the mid-90s under Steve Moran. And if the Bears beat Prescott in the 32nd edition of the Crosstown Showdown on Friday, It'll be the third year in a row in the regular season. That's never been accomplished before by Bradshaw. And certainly for their defense, they have been giving up some points, but they're turning around and they're getting a little bit better passing, which has really helped teams to try to be a little more honest in playing the run against Bradshaw. But that defense has been pretty stout this last game against Mingus.
So this game is always heightened, but really the last couple of years, it's gone to another level with both Prescott and Bradshaw competing. As you mentioned, this is a big game for Bradshaw Mountain's region championship hopes. What do you think are the keys to success for Bradshaw to come out with a victory against Prescott?
Controlling the line of scrimmage, that's been their motto. That's been their modus operandi under Bob Young the last four seasons. They've been able to do that, but the key is on offense, they'll have to pass just well enough in order to keep defenses honest, as I mentioned earlier. And also, if they can get that good aggressive defense, they pressured the passing game of Mingus last week. So that'll be big for Bradshaw Mountain. And certainly, and it just sounds pretty much normal, or if you will, stereotypical, just don't turn the ball over. That's huge for Bradshaw because they're really not a big play offense like Prescott is. So not turn the ball over, don't have big penalties that hurt you, and get on top and control the clock. That's key for Bradshaw.
So who are some key players for fans to keep an eye on?
For Bradshaw Mountain, offensively, in this game, I think it's going to be quarterback Bruce Normandin. He's been passing about 55%. He has no interceptions yet. He's done a pretty good job just moving that ball down the field a little bit. There's more to him than that. Rylan Osbjornsson's come up big on both sides of the ball, particularly on defense, where he has four interceptions to lead Bradshaw. Of course, James Giggy, he's going to ASU. He's big key there for Bradshaw, leading the team in tackles. But a player that hasn't really started this season, Alan Menchaca, leads them in sacks. And he also has been a key player offensive line and defensive line. And also Jordan Kelly is going to be huge for Bradshaw. Plays that other inside linebacker spot. And he needs to have a big game at that wingback spot to really help Bradshaw. Gabriel Ricketts is approaching the number one status for rushing in the history of Bradshaw. He needs 155 yards to pass Michael Eikenberry, who was there from 2007 to 2009. He just needs 155 yards to surpass his 3,028. He got injured early in the year, but he's coming on. But he's been a big key defensively lately for Bradshaw on that line.
Awesome. And, you know, Bradshaw and Prescott, one of the best nights on the sports calendar in Northern Arizona. People can listen to the game right there on KKLD The Cloud. Where do they find that?
Well, for the Crosstown Showdown, as always, every Friday night for Bradshaw Mountain Bear Football on 95.9 FM The Cloud. Also, myradioplace.com and the KKLD app.
Matt, thanks so much for joining the show. It's going to be a great game, and looking forward to talking with you again in the future.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Torrance.
The game takes place Friday at 7 p.m. at Prescott High School. The show will have a full recap of the game next week. Meanwhile, Chino Valley football broke a four-game losing streak last week, beating Window Rock 34-12 to pick up their second victory of the season, as they improved to 2-6 overall. The last two games of the season for the Cougars are on the road, starting with Wickenburg on Friday at 7 p.m. Wickenburg so far on the season is 3-5 overall, beating the Yuma Criminals. That's quite a name for a high school. Last week, 21-9. Kickoff is 7 p.m. Fall sports are nearing their conclusion already, if you can believe it, so we'll get caught up with all Central Arizona sports with the whip around in just a second. But first, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give them a call to make sure everything is looking good and you are ready for the cold months ahead. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's recap other games around Central Arizona with the whip around. Staying with Chino Valley, the boys' soccer team finished up the regular season with an 8-0 victory against the Page Sand Devils at home on Monday. The team went 9-1-1 this season and 3-0-1 in the Falls Central region as they look to defend their state title in the playoffs a little bit later on this month. The girls' volleyball team fell to the Northland Prep Spartans on the road Wednesday 3-0 to fall to 2-14 overall and 1-8 in the 3A North Central region. They are right back in action at home on Thursday to take on Northwest Christian at 6 p.m. in the final home game of the regular season. On to the Badgers as the badminton team finished up the regular season with an 8-1 win against the Paradise Valley Trojans on Monday as they win the Division II Northwest section at 13-1 overall and 8-0 in the section. Next up is the state playoffs against Saguaro at home on Monday at 4 p.m. The Prescott boys golf team finished the regular season undefeated on Tuesday with a team score of 145. They move on to the Section 7 Championship on Friday. It was a great day in Tempe for the Prescott High School girls and boys swim teams on Saturday, as two records were broken, and a number of other players set personal records in the Forktoberfest Swim Invitational. Kylie Marlett broke the school record in the 50 free swimming with an automatic state time and posted a 25.03 time. She then broke the school record for the 100 fly swimming, coming in at 101.89. That record wouldn't stand long, however, as teammate Anwin Smith came in just a few milliseconds earlier at 101.45 to set the current record. The teams end the regular season hosting Bradshaw Mountain and Winslow at the Prescott YMCA on Thursday at 4 p.m. The girls' volleyball team lost a close battle to rival Bradshaw Mountain 3-2 on Tuesday on the road. Their record falls to 7-6 overall and 5-3 in the 4A Grand Canyon region, good for third place. Up next is a home game against Lee Williams on Thursday at 6 p.m. And now on to Bradshaw's. The boys and girls swim and dive teams, as mentioned earlier, takes on Prescott and Winslow on Thursday at the Prescott YMCA pool. While the girls' volleyball team beat Prescott 3-2 to improve to 8-5 overall and 6-2 in the region, good for second place. Up next is a home game against Flagstaff on Thursday at 6 p.m. On to collegiate sports, starting with the Embry-Riddle Eagles, as the men's soccer team blanked La Sierra on the road Sunday 4-0 to improve to 9-5-1 overall and 7-2-1 in the conference. Brian Castellanos, Lucas Garcia, Alex Francis, and Cameron Kovacs scored the Embry-Riddle goals, three of which took place in the first half. Up next is a home game against Soka on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. The women's soccer team also earned a win on Sunday against La Sierra, beating the Eagles 2-1 to improve to 10-2-2 overall and 8-0-1 in the conference. Ellie Neal and Kylie Bennett scored the Embry-Riddle goals. They also play Soka at home on Saturday at 1 p.m. The men's golf team finished up the Vanguard invite on Thursday in second place, while the women's golf team also came in second at the same invite. Each isn't back in action until early November in the Firestorm invite. The volleyball team kept the winning rolling over the weekend, beating Antelope Valley 3-0 on Thursday, La Sierra 3-0 on Friday, and Westcliff 3-1 on Saturday, all at home, as they have won 7 games in a row and are at 15-7 overall on the season and 11-2 in the conference. Up next are road games against Providence Christian on Thursday and St. Catherine on Saturday. Ending with the Yavapai College Rough Riders, as the women's soccer team concluded the regular season tying number 2 ranked Phoenix 2-2. The team went 9-6-2 overall and 7-3-2 in the conference. It marks the most wins in the program's 3-year history. The men's soccer team ended the season losing to number 4 ranked Phoenix 2-0 to finish up at 8-5 overall and 7-4 in the conference. Next up is the NJCAA Division 1 Region 1 Championship game against Arizona Western on October 28th at 7 p.m. in Yuma. The volleyball team lost their fourth consecutive game Friday, 3-1, against number 20-ranked Arizona Western and fall to 7-12 overall and 2-8 in the conference. Next up is a road game against Central Arizona on Friday at 7 p.m. Now you're all caught up, as that does it for this week's show. I'm Torrance Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you right back here next week for a recap of the Bradshaw Mountain and Prescott football rivalry game. It's going to be a great game.